get out there, and when you took up a patch of peanuts, you plowed them up a row at a time, and you cut down there on your head and picked them things up down them rows and shook the dirt out of them, piled them in, and come back and pick them up and stacked them. Mm-hmm. I done that for 40 cents and paid 45 cents for a sack of flour, and it wasn't an 8-hour day. It was an 18-hour day that I worked for that 40 cents. Couldn't even buy a sack of flour with it. Mm-hmm. Now then I can work 1 hour and pay $5 for a sack. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Work 1 hour and pay
it.
Now that makes it cheaper. Mm-hmm. Grocery's cheaper than they ever have been, but now you make somebody believe that. You try paying 45 cents for a sack of flour. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm talking about it and what I work for. Mm-hmm. Now, my goodness. And I've done that. I can near about see the field that I've done that work in. Mm-hmm. From sitting right here. Boy, them was long days, too. Longest days was me. And you work from sun up to sun down. Hot.
I was doing construction work for a while, and we used to work 10-hour days, 6 days a week. I was telling my father about it, 10 hours a day, he didn't feel any sympathy for it, because he'd been working 12, 14-hour days, when he was pretty young. He didn't think that was anything.
Well. They called them 10-hour days then, but they always wanted some on the handle. Mm-hmm. And you see, you needed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you wouldn't kick. Mm-hmm. You'd put in extra time because you couldn't afford to miss it. Because, I was raised, if you couldn't make a dollar, make 50 cents.
Yeah.
And if you couldn't make 50 cents, me and my brother, he had to leave. We made it to Hot Ferry. Mm-hmm. And we got pretty rough with it. Mm-hmm. Had a nephew, sorest. I saw his boy, he was a man. Mm-hmm. Sorest man I've ever seen in my life. He was going to sleep a week out of every two or three.
Yeah.
That won't hit that leg.
Yeah.
He'd lay right up there in that bed till about an hour or something. He'd get up. Walk around the house a little bit, maybe walk down the creek. I let him have a house right down here for nothing. Mm-hmm. I used to have a house sitting back out there. Didn't even charge him no rent. Mm-hmm. Furnished his water and everything. Mm-hmm. For nothing. Mm-hmm. And we'd get out and get him up a job. He'd get out and walk around, walk down the creek, come on back to the house and watch the TV till bedtime, go back to bed, and lay right there till about an hour or something tomorrow evening. I don't see how in the world a man slept as much as he did. So he got off up in Ohio. His sister wanted to send him down here and see if we could help him. Well, we got him a job. Good job. He got drowned about that. He wasn't able to work at night. I've always said I never would have a night job. Did you know any kind of a job? You got a good job. I said, don't you think about quitting that job? He never would hold a job long, because he had to take that week's rest. So he got a little bit aggravated, and we was feeding him, getting him started off. I mean, not charging him, not anything. So I got to having to carry him off to meet his boss man to go to work. Well, it kept raining. That was just too rough. So I went and told Brother Raven that we're going to have to get Zach a car. I said, I can't be bothered with him like that. I said,